taking care of their family, giving back, traveling, and doing activities outside, friends and family. That all spoke to me because that's who I was, who I am, and who I want to be. I want to surround myself with people that not only are doing the things that I want to accomplish, but are living the type of life that I want to live.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everyone? Happy 4th of July as I record this. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend celebrating our country and all that it allows us to achieve or to strive after. Today's episode, another short one, another solo one, going to be a little different. I want to talk about a topic that changed my life or changed my career. It's something that I think everyone gets an actionable step that everyone can take, set yourself apart. Before I get into it, housekeeping as always. As some of you know that have been listening for a while, or at least for this past 6-7 months, I had a goal to get to 100 ratings and reviews by the end of June. And for a while, we were crushing it. Probably mid-May, I think, we reached over 100. We were at 102. And then probably 2 weeks later, for whatever reason, we lost over 30 ratings. So we dropped down to about 70, I want to say. I have no idea why. I've talked to other podcast hosts and they've had the same thing happen to them. Something with the Apple algorithm. I'm not really sure, but we've lost those ratings and reviews. So if you have not left one, or even if you haven't, just want to check and make sure it's still in there, I would greatly appreciate you doing that. That's how we get to more ears and eyes and get to spread the message. And also, if you do find any value on this show, the only fee that we charge is that you share it with someone else that you think could also get value from the show. That would also be greatly appreciated. All right, let's get into it, guys. So as you can see on the title, the letter that changed my life. And first, I just want to paint the story, a quick little background of where I was at this time in my life. As you know, I worked in financial services for about just under 8 years, worked for one of the top asset managers in the world. And the term asset manager in financial services, someone who, or is a company who, think like a broker dealer who has funds, could be ETFs, mutual funds. Think of like a Fidelity, a Vanguard. They're an asset manager, a BlackRock even is an asset manager. They're the largest. So worked for a company like that provided our funds, our investment vehicles for everyday people to invest in. I'm not going to get into why I left. That's an earlier show. If you hear me on other interviews, you'll get that. But bottom line, I wanted to make a change. One just didn't really align with my morals and what I was out to get. At the end of the day, I was selling a product that I personally didn't invest in. It just didn't feel right. And on top of it, I always had this burning desire for real estate, just thought it would be more of, I would do well in this career in finance and then take my money and build my own portfolio, which I had started to do. But the main reason I had started to do that, well, yes, was for the real estate, but it was also to generate some income so then I could really pursue my dreams of having my own real estate investment firm. And so at this time, probably a year earlier, I had finished a real estate finance program. I was taking night classes while working and I made the plunge and left, right? I built up a small portfolio of small multis, around 25 units. It was enough to cover the bills at the time, living frugal, not much overhead, and was able to cover those life expenses. On top of that, I talked about this before, I helped family who has a couple businesses help on the sales and marketing side there to make a little extra coin as well. And at this time, I was just consuming so much material when it came to real estate, multifamily investing from books, YouTube, podcasts, all that good stuff. And specifically, I remember listening to one podcast, and this was a podcast, you know the name, one of the largest multifamily podcasts out there. I've actually had this guest on before. And this person was interviewing someone. They're interviewing a successful multifamily investor at the time. I believe they had over 200 million in assets, the multifamily assets they had transacted on and managed. And their story just really spoke to me. They came from the same background in financial services. Family was important to them, taking care of their family, taking care of others, giving back, traveling, and doing activities outside, friends and family. That all spoke to me because that's who I was, who I am, and who I want to be. And so that just spoke to me. And I was like, I need to get in touch with this person. I want to surround myself with people that not only are doing the things that I want to accomplish, but are living the type of life that I want to live or am currently living. But I knew this person's on podcast that has millions of downloads, they're going to get inundated with people. So how do I set myself apart? And that's something I've always asked myself with whatever I'm going to do. Like, how do I set myself apart? So I started to think, well, go to their website, LinkedIn, social media, email, but that's what everyone's going to do. How can I set myself apart? So then I started to think back in the past, what have I done in the past to set myself apart when in regards to getting in front of someone? And then I remembered this story of this attorney. He was closing business because over the past few years, business had just dried up and he knew the writing was on the wall. So what he did was he wrote thank you cards, handwritten thank you cards to all of his current and former clients. It was simply just to thank them for their business over the years. That was it. Wasn't asking for new business, wasn't alluding to shutting down. Simply, out of the kindness of his heart, just wanted to thank all of his current and past clients for the business they had given him over the years. So he sent those letters out, just wanted to say thank you and that he was going to close shop. Little did he know what was going to happen. And that was, his business exploded. All those clients, both current and past, started giving him a lot of business, referring him friends and family, and his business took off. So I thought of that, the power of the handwritten letter. And I thought back to times that I had written handwritten letters, both as a kid. I was taught, luckily, by my parents to, anytime someone did something for me, to write them a thank you letter. And I remember amount of times that, like, what that did, like, people were so appreciative. Even though they had done something for you, they were so appreciative that you took the time to write a handwritten letter. And then what would end up happening, and this is not why you write the handwritten letter or why I would write it, but what would end up happening is they would actually then go ahead and do even more for you. And then I thought of my previous career, and we used to write handwritten letters when clients did a certain amount of business, and they would really appreciate that because they wouldn't get that a lot. I remembered one guy specifically at our firm who was one of the most successful. And this guy would bring in $500 million plus in business every single year. And this guy would handwrite 300 plus, it might even been more than that, handwritten Christmas cards and holiday cards every single year to every single one of his clients, no matter the dollar amount they gave him. If they did business, they would get a handwritten letter. And how we used to operate is we worked on teams. So there was an external, internal partner. And so he wouldn't just do it. He would then fill it out, or he would have his internal partner write it out and sign it. And then they would mail it to the external partner, and the external partner would sign it. They took all these steps when they could have just had the internal partner do everything and even sign his signature. He took the extra step and signed every single one and put a little note. 300 plus people every single year. And that's not the only reason you're successful, but I could tell, like, it's the small things in life, right? You do those things and then they compound on one another. And then, so that I thought, I need to write a letter. So that's what I did. I wrote a letter thanking him for the information he shared on that podcast, thanking him for being so open and transparent about his story, and that it really spoke to me, and that I want to emulate my life after his. I would love to achieve what he achieved one day, and that I would do anything if he ever needed anything, work for free, blah, blah, blah. And went on Google, found his address, mailed it to him. Probably about a week later, get a call. Number I don't know. Pick it up. It's this person. And you could tell the emotion and the excitement on the other end of the phone. It just really appreciative and thought it was awesome that I did that. And we connected on also on the fact that's this person's trick too. They handwrite letters. So we connected on that level. And then it started would become a relationship and a mentorship. And that has led to me doing over 40 million in multifamily deals, over 400 units of multifamily, and then an additional, you know, student housing deals. We've done over 500 beds. So without me writing that letter, I would not be where I am today. And we're looking at some awesome deals now that are just going to explode that AUM number. And I would not be where I am if I hadn't written that letter. So I just want to get here and share that, because we're going into some times where there's going to be a lot of opportunities, but we need to set ourselves apart. So I just want to share that the handwritten letter goes a long way. And that could be to anyone. It doesn't just have to be to some type of mentor. It could be to a broker, could to be to a lender, to be maybe someone you want to potentially partner with. And it could be direct to seller, direct to owner. And that's actually something we're going to be starting here relatively shortly, is we're going to use a service that doesn't make it look handwritten, because I don't want to handwrite thousands of letters, but it's that special touch. And when it comes to smaller numbers, I always will do it myself. I just want to get on here and share that. That's something that can set you apart and really does make a difference. Yes, it takes time, but you'll get paid back exponentially. That one letter, what did it cost me? It cost me some ink, a letter, an envelope, and a stamp, probably less than $1. And that one letter is the knowledge that I've learned, the relationships I've gained and now the deals I've done going to make me millions. So it's extremely powerful. And if you haven't done it, maybe you have done it and it's gone by the wayside, I would highly recommend getting this in your arsenal. It is highly effective and I contribute a lot of my success to it. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in as always. Really appreciate you guys coming back every weekend. I really hope I am providing value. And if I am, please, please, please share it with someone else who could provide that value. That's why I do this show. Obviously, I'm not making money off of this. That I interview, it's to meet cool people that reach out, that listen, and it's to help anyone that I can possibly help. I'm no guru, not even close to that. I know a little bit. And if I can impart any of that wisdom on someone, then I'm doing my job because others have done that to me. I just want to pay it forward. So as always, remember, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So always remember, it's not just working hard for your money, but having your money work hard for you so you can create that life you've always dreamed of. All right, everybody, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.